Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you be the same. This show will indeed encourage you to keep an open mind and open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems. And tonight, we have back with us the wonderful Athena Starr, who graciously gives us free readings. What I would ask you to do is keep an open mind, allow yourself to go where you will go, just trust and believe that the universe will deliver the very message that you're meant to hear tonight, and you will be in for a marvelous experience. And so with that said, I'm going to invite Athena to welcome herself to the show and say hello to you. Athena, are you there?
Yes, I am here with you. Welcome to you too, David. Glad to be back with you.
Thank you. Well, for people that may have called in earlier, I apologize for the confusion. The show was scheduled to start at 6 o'clock, and David was busy working on a revision to his book and a few other things instead of paying attention to the clock. But thank God Athena called me up, and so now we're going, and we do have a couple of callers, and you will both get readings. I recognize one of them and maybe both of them. I don't know who area code 571 is, but you are the second caller tonight. And if you are new to this particular format that we do with Athena, what she does is she offers a guided meditation in the beginning. And we have lots of callers now. Everybody that's called will get a reading. And Athena, I would like to turn it over to you to take us to just the right place at this moment in time.
Okay, great. Tonight is January 9th, 2015, and Happy New Year, everyone. Indeed, definitely is a whole new energetic year, very high and clear frequencies, and just seems like a lot more ease and flow with this year already, so we're all pleased about that. So we just had this powerful full moon on January 6th, which was the moon in Sirius, and Sirius is a planet of higher universities. It's where the dolphins are from. It's crystalline in nature, very high energy. It also helps to purify, clear, and create the new. So that was like perfect timing for our new year energy coming in. So we're still linking in with that full moon. And also in a couple of days, January 11th, that's 1-11-2015, which is a powerful master activation code. And so we're going to be linking in with that, too, in our meditation. Well, it's more than a meditation. We just link in with all the legions of light, and we'll do the invocation and just know that this is tonight what we're doing is activating visions for 2015. And what that means, it's like clearing, purifying, activating, and downloading higher energies, which is what we're always doing in our own evolvement, which clears the way and helps the flow for everyone. So, Father, Mother, God, divine legions of light, all the cosmic hosts, all the Elohim, Alpha and Omega, and ascended masters and archangels, all the angels and legions of light, the dolphins and whale kingdoms, to link in with us now and clear, purify all levels and dimensions, time and space, all seven chakras as the energy begins, the violet, blue, and golden light begin to pour through the top of our head, the crown center, down through the third eye, the throat center, the heart center, the solar plex, abdomen, and down through the center of our being into the center of Mother Earth, linking in and grounding us deep within the center of Mother Earth with the harmonic shield. And as we've taken some deep breaths, about 7 to 9 deep breaths, breathing in 7 to 9, holding 7 to 9, and releasing 7 to 9, doing that about 9 times, it's a good thing to do, to just clear the way. As we link in now with the new energy, new octaves of 2015, which is an 8-year, if you add it up, 2 and 1 is 3 and 5 is 8. That's infinity, it's abundance, but it encompasses all and everything. Health, wellness, joy, love, compassion, abundance, prosperity, everything. So as we link in now from our own heart centers, and just put your right hand on your heart center, envision their beautiful figure eight in gold and violet color. And if you can't see it, it's okay, it's there. Just link in with that beautiful figure eight, the infinity symbol, in a heart coherence with self, just honoring the self, gratitude to self, thanking yourself, forgiving yourself for all the past, and just allowing yourself to open to the new energies of 2015 for your highest good, the highest good of all others on planet Earth. And as that figure eight starts magnifying, becoming bigger and brighter, gold and violet energy, just linking in with the heart, the infinity symbol of all of the souls of humanity and the entire planet in oneness. Begin to feel the sense of oneness, that you are not separate. That's all the illusion, that there is only one power, one presence, God, the divine. That's it. Just feel that being released now and cleared, and everything opening up for, like they say in the countdown, all old anxiety, may old anxiety be forgot. Just feel the figure eight and the beautiful violet light and golden light coming through, just releasing, clearing, purifying on all levels and dimension, time and space, out into infinity. Just see now the beautiful waters, just beautiful crystalline waters in front of you. Just a new energy of creation. It's a clean slate. It's open for new visions, new creations in 2015. And just see the waters, the vision of, higher vision of whatever your path is, whatever's being, your path is, your walk in life, moving along the waters, like walking on water, just the knowingness that all is possible in creation, time and space. And in that calmness and that oneness with the divine, there is no lack or separation or limits. just the oneness, not about the material world, but it's just when you're in that oneness, then everything melts away, and what you thought was supposed to be created, being created, is way beyond that. And so we lift the limits and just allow the highest good. And so it is. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, who come back into our body, back to earth, in gratitude, 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 to all the legions and angels with us and masters, and back in time and space. This is Athena Star. Welcome. And my website is athenastar.com. And we're glad to be with you tonight. And David, we're back here with you.
Well, thank you, Athena. For those of you who don't know, Athena is a monthly regular on my show. And she's a renowned visionary mystic and spiritual teacher and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands of people worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. And she's been a frequent national TV and radio guest, where she has had a previous radio show. She has a book out there that is a wonderful compendium of channeled readings from ascended masters of our time, such as Princess Diana, Elvis Presley, and others. And perhaps this would be a good opportunity for you to speak about the book, Athena, because the plan is for the book to be re-released, but it is available now through Athena's website, athenastar.com. Would you tell us the title of the book and just a little bit of what people can expect to find in it?
Yes, and I was hoping you were able to read a little bit of the beginning of it, David, because we sent it to you this week. But it's Celebrities in Spirit, Afterlife Wisdom for Mastery and Success. And basically, there's 14 chapters and all very powerful celebrities that are in spirit now that lived basically short lives but had profound missions on the planet. And through that, it's a question and answer type format, and it was channeled through me, and basically, it is Princess Diana, Elvis Presley, John F. Kennedy, Jackie Onassis, just to mention a few, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Howard Hughes on abundance. Each one has a focus with different color rays and different focuses in life. And they also bring through what it is like in the other dimensions, what their mission was, how their mission has continued in the afterlife, also with powerful visions and affirmations and meditations that are actually encoded with activation energy for at the end of each chapter, and success codes, power codes. Very powerful, and everyone who reads it, it's like it's a coffee book type. It's a coffee table book, I'm sorry. It's a type that you would pick up when you're feeling something and you just turn to a certain chapter, and that celebrity would inspire you energetically and with the teachings and messages in the book. And it's not a long book. I purposely didn't want it long, and it's so that it's a kind of like a helper, if you will, an assistant, a friend that you would like to have with you. And there's going to be others after this, other celebrities that are in spirit that want to bring through messages. They also align with the ascended masters. Each of the celebrities are master souls, and they go on to speak about what legion they're in. For instance, Elvis is in the Legion of the Blu-ray in the Himalayan Masters. And many of the messages and inspirations he brings through shows that very clearly. And in that, he teaches about the Himalayan Masters. Princess Diana is with the Order of the Rose, Mother Mary, the Magenta, Compassion, and on and on. And it's in that way, living, breathing essence of not just motivational, but it actually helps people shift and open up. So it's the teachings of the masters, and they are the voice in the book. And so it's a very live book. And I just wanted to pass that on. If you wish to order at athenastar.com, we'd send it to you personally, and I would sign it and everything. So that's the best way to attain it, more personal. And I'm offering a special right now for January, and that's $88. It includes a full 30-minute reading. Normally, session. It's not just a reading. I do activation work, energy work. We always give more than we receive. So the book would be included with that. The book is normally $20 to $25 with the shipping. You would receive a reading, the book, and also my beautiful CD called Manifesting with the Masters, which was done at the top of Mount Shasta, and it's very powerful activation and attunements in it. So with that, we are very glad to be here tonight. And anyone that wants a reading tonight, we ask that you also pass on your email to me so that we can have you in our monthly newsletter format, so that I could send that out to you of specials and you know, articles that we would send to you on a regular basis as well. Anyway, very glad to be here tonight, David.
Well, glad to have you, Athena. And you summed up the book so nicely. I was going to read from the introduction, but I think you covered a lot of the material that was in there. I didn't have it on hand, but I did grab it when you mentioned that you'd like me to read from it. I think we could do that later, perhaps, but why don't we go to the callers for now?
Okay.
There's one caller that's been playing hide-and-seek with us. They've called in a couple of times and disappeared. But let's start with area code 619.
Well, that's San Diego, I think.
Ah, okay. Okay, I have area code 619 live on the air with David Clark and Athena Starr. Who are we speaking with, please?
My name's Donna, and I am from San
Diego.
Hi,
Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Doing pretty good.
Good, good.
Could
what
be better,
can Athena help tonight? Oh, well, always, right? We always have that potential. And that's a wonderful thing. And we also have the ability to actualize that reality and realize it. And that's an important thing that we can discover as we go along. And as Esther Hicks says, maintain consistent moments of joy. And the way that I do it is to follow my bliss. And as long as I follow that, I never drop more than a step away from my joy. And it's been a wonderful journey for me, and I hope it is for you too, Donna. Donna, say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Yep. Hello there, Donna. What do you have to
Well, not really sure. There's a couple. Can I leave it open and see what comes through, or do you need a question?
No, I'd like you to focus on it. And first of all, are you in California?
Yeah.
Good.
I am.
Okay. And, I need a question because there's a million things we can focus on for anyone's soul. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, relationship. What's going on in that area? Do you see something serious coming along? And if so, maybe description of who it is.
Possibly. So you're not in a relationship right now? Are you in? Are you still in a relationship? I feel like some loose ends around you with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some loose ends. not by my choice. Not by my choice.
Loose ends, I see you with a broom and you're like trying to sweep it out the door. It's like trying to sweep these loose ends out the door, but they don't want to go. Is that right?
I might be in the way of that, you know. I'm reluctant there's still feelings there, so it's hard for me to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of,
Of course.
Yeah.
Say it subtly, loose ends is like, it's right. We can say that, but energetically, emotions are very tied tightly. Mm-hmm. It feels like you are completing something, and you're like, what is your sign? What is your date of birth?
It's 10/25/67, Scorpio.
Yeah.
Kind of borderline.
Scorpio. Scorpio. Okay, I understand that. I'm a Scorpio myself. So what it is it's hard to let go. It's a fixed sign. We don't like a lot of changes, and the emotions run, very deep with Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. It's the water
sign. And then
sign.
With the moon in Cancer, that's a double whammy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of water in my chart.
Yeah, so I understand that very well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, so that's why it's hard to release and let go and to even think. But again, there's millions and billions of people on the planet. So to think that one party could be, you know, how could I ever make, you know. It's like I see something that you've been with this party for a while. Are you getting a divorce or is been a common law?
No, I mean, I've known him for a while. I mean, I just ended up living with him last year. But it was, he was just getting out of a relationship. I think it was just too early. Timing wasn't right. So.
Yeah. And you could make it. Scorpios can do that. They can take anything and make it into a whole new creation. They're very powerful beings. They don't give up easily. They have a depth of emotion that can encompass their everything. They're like they're the eagle, and they're then their phoenix rising up out of the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
all that said, he's not where you are emotionally, energetically, and so you're kind of skyrocketing beyond him energetically, and you kind of know that. But the part of you would want to still make it work or somehow figure it out. So that when I get divorced, I get that you had been living together, whatever you want to call it, and then now it's coming to a completion.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is nudging you out of that situation also because there's higher things for you, and not just about relationships, but there's much more to be created. And so they're nudging you out of that. And I'm seeing you by the springtime, just joyous. All the flowers are blossoming around you, and you're just joyous. And so this is a process you're going through. It won't be long-lived. Just hang in there, and your guides are helping you with it. But you're on the right track, and what you need to be doing is visioning an expanded doorway that you're walking through now, because you, of anyone, they're saying, you of anyone would not want to be held back in your life or in your focus or in your mission and in your whole life energetically. For that, a relationship. This person has been your son before. They're saying, your son, you've been partners before. There is a bond between you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a karmic arrangement to complete what you needed to complete. It was loose ends from karmic stuff, but he is not the long-term mate that is for you. Within a year, you will meet and be connected with someone that is a much brighter, lighter partner, dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You're dancing with that person. So in other words, it's the compatibility is like night and day, and you'll look back to see that at this time. So even though it seems like it's the beginning of the year and blah, 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 just what they want you to start doing is seeing beyond that, because the doorways are wide and open and brighter and brighter as you move into the year, and a lot of shifting happening, and you're on your path, so keep following that. And I also work with people and help them, energetically every month, to progress, to accelerate everything. And I do teleconferences. I'm not this month, but when I do, you would benefit from that as well. So I encourage you to stay in touch. If you don't want to give your email, I'll just give you my contact info to get in touch with me because I'm getting that we can assist you greatly. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
So the bottom line is, yes, that relationship is completing in the next, I'm seeing you by March, that you're free as a bird. It's like there's no more tug of war. Well, even before that, actually, as you go into February, just flying freely. The eagle needs to soar. Can't soar with that party beside her. You're flying beyond that now. So just know that and stand strong in that and go out in nature as much as you can. Do things that nurture yourself every day, every week. Mm-hmm. That's very important, and keep seeing and knowing there's much more, because there is a lot more beyond that's
yeah.
coming up. And if you held on to this, you have a choice. You don't have to. You hold on to this, then 6 months from now, you're going to be wondering, why is my life not flowing the way I want it to? And therein lies your answer. It's not blaming him or anyone. It's energetically not
mm-hmm.
compatible for where you're going to. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting to say to you very strongly. It comes through strongly, and that's the way I'm saying it. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Got it. Thank you so much.
So God bless you. And do you want to pass on your email, or I'll just give you mine?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to give you mine? Or?
Okay. Then I would do that. Right. I'll put you on the list for our newsletter. Thank you.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
D-O-N-N-A.
Yes.
And then R-A-E V as in Victor,
yeah.
at gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna, so much for calling in, and God bless you.
That was
you.
All lowercase.
Yes, thank you.
That was all lowercase. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very good.
Okay, you take care, Donna. We're going to move on to area code 732. And area code 732, you are live on the air with David Clark and Athena Starr.
Hi, David. Hi, Athena. This is Carol from New Jersey. How's everyone today?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. And,
that's great.
Hi there.
Hi. I would like to ask a question regarding career, any successes coming sometime this year? Memorable?
Any successes? Any? That sounds out of doubt. Where's that doubt coming from? Anyway, yes, of course, yes. This is a very good year for you. This is an 8-year overall, and this is an 8-year for you symbolically. That's what they're saying, symbolically. So, yes, everything is glowing and flowing, and I'm getting like March, April, spring again, the same thing with you, and it's not for everyone, but with you, all these flowers are blossoming around in you in spring, opening up, and then it just keeps growing, just like orchids. You know how orchids just keep growing and spreading and,
oh, yes.
and beautiful,
yes.
opening up,
yes.
like that. It's all these orchids, and so they're orchids, and that's I would say
they're
that's
beautiful.
Very good,
mm-hmm.
very good sign.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Roses too, but all these orchids are beautiful colors, and they're just growing and expanding and just keep flowing out and reaching out and everything around you. So, everything is opening up. But being focused, straight line, focused, and selective focus, that's what they're saying. Selective
okay.
focus, whatever. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
everything's blossoming, but you need to be, wait a minute, hold on. Allowing and discerning and selective focus, whatever that means, that's what they're saying over and over. So the successes are just blossoming and expanding and opening up and more travel, but the first part of the year is the first half of the year is focus, and then there's more travel and more. It just keeps blossoming, and then sunflowers and all these different flowers open up as the year goes through. So it's like a beautiful blossoming of. Oh,
it's all right, Athena.
Okay,
you're hearing what I hear. And pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We have three more callers.
Okay.
We have the capacity of going until 8 o'clock. So have no fear. You're going to hear another prompt, and the audience does not hear that.
Okay, so the flowers are just blossoming and opening up and throughout the year, and all different ones and different colors. So everything is just opening up and blossoming. That's what they're showing as the message for you.
Do you see a move, a residence, move in residence? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, if there is a move in residence, it's by choice and it's more toward the last quarter of the year, the fall or to the end of the year.
Is it
end
near
of the
ocean?
Year sounds like it's,
Is it this the move that's kind of near the ocean, like my forever house, or is this like intermediate moving? You know, like in between.
It could be what your whatever your choice is what I'm getting. You could wait and let it be more of a. If I were you, I would let it be more of really what you're, you know, wanting. But I'm getting it's more toward the end of the year. And as I'm looking at it, the end of the year is like right here. It's like time has speeded up even every year. Time speeds up even more. But it's like, oh, my God, this is just January. But literally, time has – we don't have 24 hours in the day anymore. We don't even have 16.
Yes.
I would say it's between 10 and 12 because the octaves and the electromagnetic belt around the planet has speeded up so much. So as I'm looking towards, like, the fall time, October, November, December, like that, it's like it's right here in front of us. So there is no time and space, but that's what they're showing me real clearly. Used to be I'd look at a grid timeline, it would be like, okay, where is it? And it's like, it's right there. So it's no time and space. And it's the last quarter of the year that there is opportunity, most opportune for a movement. But again, it's your choice. And then you may choose until the beginning of the next year and the first quarter of the next year. They're saying it's your choice. Everything is choices. And just know that. It's like a dealer's choice.
Thank you, Athena.
Don't
I
you
really
have a deck
appreciate.
Of cards?
Yes.
The dealer's choice. That's a good
Yay.
Place to be, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you so much,
thank
Athena. Have a beautiful weekend. I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol, and God bless, and may all of your dreams come true.
Oh, sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
A Walt
Disney
movie.
I like that very much, and I wish the same blessing upon all those that are listening tonight live or in the archives. And for anybody that ever wants to listen to this broadcast again, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark and click on the archives. It should bring them all up. Or you can go to freespiritbroadcasting.com. So with that said, we're going to move on to area code 315, and I'll bring you live in just a minute. And we actually have three callers at this number, and there's somebody else calling in, but we have plenty of time. So I believe the first person that I have on the line is Robin.
David.
Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Say hello to Athena. You've talked to her before.
Yes, I have. Athena,
yes, hi.
Robin. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Can you see anything getting... I am hanging in there. Dealing with a lot of losses from 2014. But I was wondering, do you see anything happening in my life that I might look forward to? Are my loved ones okay too, you know?
Yes, your loved ones are just fine. And of course, is there something you must look forward to? Of course, it is. It's it's within your heart of hearts to open up to that and to know that. And yes, there's a lot of blessings around you as you walk outside in nature. It's a little cold right now this time of year, but as you walk out in nature, I just see all these little blessings along your pathway that they're planting there, the angels are planting there. There's Archangel. Archangel Ariel is coming to you today, and Ariel is the angel of blessings and prosperity, but also brings blessings, unexpected blessings to you, especially. Ariel is calling out to be with you, and is there for you to call on Ariel every day. All the angels, you can call on all of them, of course, but Ariel is especially with you, walking along with you, and is going to be planting these blessings along the way, but you must be open and see them and open to receive them and just be aware of that and start letting go of the past and knowing that you are in a new world, new energy, new life, new year. Everything's new. The past is gone. It's melting away, just like the Wicked Witch of the West. It's melting away. So let her melt away. Let that energy of that, like that, melt away. Not that there's any witches around you, because there isn't. Okay, that's all just energetics. The light is around you, the golden light of the Christ. And Archangel Ariel and Michael is the protector. Archangel Ariel, Archangel Michael, and also Raphael just flashed in. Raphael is the Archangel of Healing. So those three, write it down. I want you to call on them every single day, morning and night, morning, noon, and night, and just call
Ariel,
upon them.
Michael. Ariel, mm-hmm. Michael,
Ariel.
And Raphael.
Correct.
Right?
Every morning, every noon, and every night, and just call upon them in gratitude and blessings, just like you were just saying, hi, how are you doing, Athena? You know, hi, dear Archangel. Thank you. Thank you for being with me today. Thank you for blessing my day as I bless you in gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for showing me the blessings on my path and in my life. And then just ask them each day to help you with whatever it is that you're tasked with that day. Ask them to help you with that. And you will see a lot more happening in your life and blessings. Focus on them instead of what you've been focusing on. And give gratitude and just ask them for assistance and not just assistance, but not material things, but to clear the way and to assist you every day and to show you the blessings of the earth that you're on. Everything is spirit. Everything is God. Everything is blessed. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Robin.
And you too. You will have a wonderful day every day from now on.
Thank you. Hold on, I'll hand you the phone to my daughter.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you? Go ahead and ask your question. What is your name?
Amber.
Okay, Amber,
I was wondering if you've seen anything better happening in the future for me.
And that costs money.
No,
What in regard to what? Your work, your love life, what are you can
my
you
love life.
Be a little more
my love life.
Okay. Right. You don't have anyone in your life right now, right?
No.
Okay. That's because it's time for you to their inner reflection, clearing the past, and healing. A lot of healing going on with you and your mom and the family, and that's a good thing. There's always time out. It'll be a little while, at least I get a year or could be less, but just let the past go, open to new things, write down what you want in your life in a partner, but most of all, what your goals are, what you're wanting to focus on in your life, what brings you joy. Each week, do something that brings you joy and aliveness and happiness. That's very important to nurture the self, because when you're in joy, when a person is in joy and enthusiasm and loving themselves and the world, then they're more apt to attract those someone who would be the same and magnetized. You know, like attracts like. You don't want to magnetize someone who's down on themselves, who's abusive to themselves, or who's not going to treat you in the highest way that you should be treated. So you wouldn't want to attract anyone if you're not feeling good about yourself or life or whatever. So first of all, change that perspective, read books, listen to tapes, have sessions, have healing, do what you need to do, listen to radio shows, but don't stay in that frame of mind that you're in, because you're moving through a lot of changes. I would say the next 3 to 6 months, a lot of shifting and purifying changes, but by May or June, you're coming out of that fully. Actually, before that, they're saying, before that, April brings the flowers of May, and that's what's happening for you inside. And then as you move into the summer, and then into the summer, end of summer, there's a good opportunity of someone new coming into your life that brings you flowers, that honors you. And you'll almost, like, be surprised, like, oh, he's so nice. He's so honoring. It's so wonderful to have a good friend. And that's because you're reflecting that out to the universe. Thanks for calling, Amber, and have a great day.
Can I ask you who my archangels are?
Well, it's similar with your mother. You also have Michael, Archangel Michael. Oh, you have Gabriel. Okay, Michael and Gabriel. Michael's
Michael
the protector. Gabriel is wisdom and messenger. And also Ariel is there for you as well, if you want Ariel as well.
And Ariel.
Okay, and they're all there for all of us. Those are the ones that are flashing in the strongest with you, okay?
Okay.
Amber, is there somebody else at this number that wanted to talk to Athena?
Yep, Cynthia.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yep, hello.
Hello?
Yes, Cynthia, are you a member of the family also?
I'm a friend of the family. And
okay,
I just lost somebody very close to me, and I need to know if there's something good in the future for me.
Okay. Did you lose a partner, your partner?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. May I have the first name of your partner, please?
Karen.
Okay. Yes, I get that friendship. It was a long time partnership, and you knew that person a long time. I see that Karen's smiling and sending you. She's in a beautiful, kind of a yellowish golden robe, which is a good sign. She's in the Christ light, and she's sending love and blessings. She's smiling and sending you a lot of love, and she's saying she works with you in dream state, and tonight in dream state she'll be working with you. She'll be bringing you messages, and she's saying not to beat yourself up and to know that love is eternal, it goes on forever, and that's just what life is. But we really, there is no death. We are just in different forms. So she's still there with you as your angel, one of your angels, and she's going to be helping you as a guiding light, and helping you bring in the brighterness, bright dawn. And I'm getting like February, March, things lighten up, and then by Easter, you're just bright and just glowing, and there's no, well, it's before that also. I mean, you're not going to hold on to this grief. You don't need to, but she's helping to lift it tonight, and the angels are helping to lift you and with that. Archangel Raphael is especially around you, helping you, the Archangel of Healing. And I'm getting flowers around you, and like a new friendship are coming in. New, she's like when someone dear, that means it opens up a window and a new doorway. So new friendships, new connections, new, just beautiful. And I'm just seeing you flowering and blossoming more in April, May, June, like that time frame. But it's spirit. Well, it's also helping you. And you have a lot of help around you, a lot of joy guides. And I get new hobbies also, new hobbies, things that you thought about doing before but you didn't want or bother with it. So new hobbies, I don't know what that would be for you, but write it down. What would you like to do that you haven't tried before? It could be a simple thing. And then start doing it every week, because that's going to also be bringing you, opening up the energy to help you through this. Remember, there is no death. There's only... We are all a spirit. Just some of us are living more in the body than we are. Okay. At night we go in, you know, we soar around the spirit in the other realm. So just, okay, just a form. So just know that and live your life to the fullest every moment, because life in the body is very precious, very sweet, and it is very short. So God bless you. Thank you for calling, and we'll keep you in prayers, okay?
Oh, thank you. Robin, did you want to talk to me? Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. I think that we're all set. Athena, there was somebody else that tried to get in but was unable to do so.
Oh.
And I think it may be because the show is now recording, which means that people can still listen, but for whatever reason are not able to access us. So I'd like to do something a little bit different, since you always have plenty of people to give readings to. I'd like to talk a little bit about your psychic gifts and when your psychic awareness opened up and what you've done to nurture it, and also what other people can do to nurture their own gifts.
Okay. And maybe you should have read the introduction to my book. Maybe it talks about it.
Well, why don't I do that? I have it right here.
I think I talked about that, but I will touch on that. It's just a short part of it, not the whole thing.
I'll read. I had looked at it before, and it looked like, the first three paragraphs are excellent.
Okay.
So why don't I read that to okay. people? And this is Athena's book, Celebrities and Spirit, Afterlife Wisdom for Mastery and Success. And she channels many famous people of our era, including Mother Teresa, Princess Diana, John F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Elvis Presley, and others. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book that has received great reviews. And what Athena says is, as she began her own prophetic and healing work, Elvis Presley was one of the first celebrities to communicate with her clairaudiently, which means through inner hearing, and clairvoyantly, which means through inner seeing. Along the way, many other celebrities in spirit have come forth in communication with her, always confirming their presence and inspiring this book when the time was right. Each chapter highlights her introductory connection with the celebrities through spirit communication. Celebrities in Spirit reminds all that personal growth and positive thought should be a focus every day of life. That's an important message, folks. Let me say that again. Personal growth and positive thought should be a focus every day of life. The power keys and visualizations from the celebrities at the end of each chapter emphasize the importance of seeing the world in a multicultural, multi-denominational way. In other words, folks, open your minds and appreciate diversity. These are my comments, and this is really resonating for me. The book does feature special messages of wisdom and insights for success in all areas of life from 15 celebrities in spirit. and these beautiful discourses from famous and respected beings from the realms who are over the rainbow are presented to uplift and inspire you as you feel their presence. So, folks, this is a wonderful book. I have it, and I've looked at it, and John Lennon is another one, and Johnny Carson. And I plan on spending some more time with this book in the near future, and I will let you know exactly what I think about it. But I've known Athena now for a year, and she's been a monthly regular on the show for the last 6 months or so, and she will be back. You can always find out who my upcoming guests are for the coming month by going to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, and I try to post a month in advance or at least a week in advance, and you will see when Athena will be back on the show, because she will be back on the show in February. So, Athena, can you tell us how your gifts began and what you've done to nurture them on their way?
Okay, and I thought, were we going to do the show on January 23rd, Friday night, or did we change that, David?
We changed that, and we can talk about that afterwards. I'll give you a call right after this
okay.
episode records. Yeah.
Basically, when I opened to my path in 1987, I was a harmonic convergence baby. Symbolically, I lived in Hawaii over 20 years, so that's where I awakened to my gifts. And I had two car accidents, and I had cancer all in 1 year, and cervical cancer. And so I went through a miraculous healing when I went to a meditation center and had healing take place from the angels and the masters, and I was taken. That night I had gone and prayed on everything, and I had taken to the higher heavenly realms, and all these beautiful essences were around me. They were ascended masters, I now know that. And I was on this beautiful violet blanket or carpet of healing, and all these light rays were just flowing through me, and I was just, oh my gosh. And the next day I was different. I was lighter. And everything had been healed in that regard. But the two car accidents were to awaken me. I had back injuries from that. But that all was healed as well over during that year. But the bottom line was you don't have to go through anything like that or worse. Some people go through near-death experiences and they go on the stage to tell about it or this and that and whatever, the drama, whatever. You don't need drama to awaken to your spiritual path. You don't have to have a traumatic situation. But what it does do is it brings it to their attention. They have a choice to make. There's a pathway. There's a Y in the road. You either take the high road or the low. You want to keep going the way you were. Not that I was desolate. It's just that I was not awakened to my path, and that's what I needed to wake up. So once I woke up that year, within a year, I was doing spiritual readings. I was seeing and hearing Jesus, Mother Mary, all the angels, and some of my friends said, gosh, you're already seeing and hearing them. That's unbelievable. And then what I realized was I had done it in many lifetimes. I'm an old soul back to Lemuria, Atlantis, and beyond, and in the time of Christ I was on Earth. Yeah, so I go way back in time and space and other planetary systems. So it's like riding a bicycle, they say, spirit says once you're doing it, you can just get back on the bicycle easily, and it just comes back to you automatically. So as I evolve and open up more and practice and meditate, meditation's important, but when you have a facilitator and a teacher, there's nothing like that, to have a teacher accelerate and help you move through the energetics, clear and open up and clear the cobweb, so to speak. It's like a power generator, and if you're not, the power generator can't work fully and completely if it's got these little blocks or barriers in the or like a pinball machine, right? It's not going to work as well if it's got little blocks in the links or whatever. So that's what energetics and clearing and opening up to align with our higher essence and our higher self, because we're all spirit in the body, period. We are spirit in this body. We are not the body. And the illusion on the material third dimensional world is I am the body. This is the linear, we think in the linear way. So now consciousness and many years later, this is 2015, 26. How many years is that?
1987
to now. That's 28. Oh, my God.
It is.
So I've been doing this work for 28 years. Oh, my God.
But
that's nothing. In the time and space of infinity, it's nothing. So we evolve more and more and to the point where, you know, and we all have gifts. So it's seeing, hearing, and opening up more. And I always prayed and meditated down in my early years. Every day I would ask for more opening, more hearing, more seeing. But sometimes be careful what you ask for, because if it's too much, too fast, and you're too... then you can burn out or feel overwhelmed or feel, you know, out of balance or whatever. So it's always a balancing act. And our life changes, and not be afraid of the changing the jobs, changing the career, opening up. But you don't just jump off and, oh, I'm going to go do readings the rest of my life. No, that's not what it's about. It's about really tuning into what your path is and aligning with that and realizing that we are multidimensional and all things are possible. And there is only one presence, one power, and that is God, the divine, whatever form, whatever religion, whatever, it doesn't matter. There is only one infinite knowingness, one mind of the Almighty. And as we link in with that, it's not about religion, but it's about spiritual truth, spiritual honoring the self, clearing the old, that forgiving the self, forgiving all others, and allowing yourself to have the courage to step forward and climb the beautiful crystalline stairway that's there for you in your life, not being afraid to do that, and asking for the help. The teachers will come. You have to open to that and know that keep working out some one way or another, but the best way is to have a teacher or a healer work with you to help you speed along on your path so you can be doing the right and perfect, it's not even career, the right and perfect work and service while you're here, because we are here for both service and to receive and to acknowledge and to be in the joy of the presence of light and love. And there you go. There you have it.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Athena. I've gotten a message from Amber, who you spoke with earlier. She had one more question she'd like to ask you. Would you be open to that?
Yes, as long as it's a brief one, yes.
Okay. Well, this will be the last call of the evening. Amber, I'm trying to bring you live. Amber, you are live on the air with Athena.
Okay, I was wondering if, by any chance, if you see my daughter's father in her future.
Your daughter's father in her future.
Well, in her life.
She'll never be separated from him because he's a part of her soul essence, so... when we come into this life, we have different soul family, soul unit. But his purpose was bringing her, bringing her into this life. When you mean ever seeing him again physically? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
He is still in body. Is he not well, this man?
No, he's fine.
He's fine? Okay.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Adam.
Okay. Are you asking that not because you want to be with him, but you're asking on her behalf if there will be a mending of that relationship, ma'am?
On her behalf.
Okay. Let's see. Yes, Spirit's showing me in a few years, yes. It's not too long away, and for you to keep holding the vision of that and knowingness of that. And a good little tool to do is this, very simply. It also, in Hawaiian terms, it's called ho'opona, but basically just seeing whoever it is that there's, where there's unforgiveness or whatever was going on, just envisioning them in a prayer meditation and just saying, I forgive myself, I forgive you on all levels and dimensions. I release myself, I release you on all levels and dimensions. I set myself free and you free. And I bless myself and I bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very simple. Forgive, release, set free, and bless the person, and then give thanks. And let it go. And if you do that, sometimes people have to do it every day for a few days or however long. Or everything's different. Everyone's different. But it really does help. What you're doing is releasing it all. She is doing that too. Or you can do it for the person, or you can do it also for yourself. Whatever situations are, and that will help energetically shift it and change it, and then you just let it go. You let it go to the universe. Part of opening up to create is letting go. We don't, a lot of times we think we've let go and let God, and we haven't. So thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
And yes, that will be mended. It will be mended, but what I just told you will help that to be, help it move along, okay?
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Amber. And if you have any questions about the suggestions that Athena gave you, you can always listen to the archives. Just email me and I can let you know how to find them if you don't know how to do that. So with that said, Athena, I thank you very much for appearing on the show tonight. My apologies to you for the confusion about the time of the show.
That's okay.
Well, and my apologies to any listeners who may have called in and did not find me present in the studio at the beginning. So we'll make it up, and I'll give you a call in just a few moments.
Okay, very good, and thank you, everyone. And my website is athenastar.com, and 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063, and our call for our special this month, and also I give a free introductory special for sessions, and we can work within your budget, so give us a call or email me, athenastar@comcast.net, and thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Athena. Athena's offering some very spiritual prices, folks. Some psychics really charge an arm and a leg, and I can assure you that what she charges is very reasonable. So for now, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.